हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा श्याम सुंदर, राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे। प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल, नीताय गौर हरि बोल। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिजगाचार्य अष्टोदशदशी श्रीमद इजिवा इंग्रीस भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की जाय। श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की दाय। गौर प्रेमानंद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 7 एंटाइटल्ड द सैक्रिफाइस परफॉर्म बाय दक्ष टेक्स्ट नंबर 28। सदस्य उचुहु उत्पत्य अध्वनि अशरण उरुक्लेश दुर्गेंत कोग्र व्यालान विष्टे विषय मृग त्रिश आत्म गेहेरु भारः। द्वंद्व स्वभ्रे खल मृगे भय शोक दावेग्न सार्थ। पादौ कस्ते शरणद कदयाति कामोपसृष्ट। सदस्य उचुहु उत्पत्ति अध्वनि असरण उरुक्लेश दुर्गेंत कोग्र व्यालान विष्टे विषय मृग त्रिश आत्म गेहोरु भारः। द्वंद्व स्वाभ्रे खल मृग भये शोक दावेग्न सार्थ। पादौ कस्ते शरणद कदा यदि कामोपसृष्टः। सदस्याऊचुः उत्पत्ति अध्वनि असरण उरुक्लेश दुर्गेंत कोग्र व्यालान विष्टे विषय मृग तृष्णि आत्मगेहोरु भारः। द्वंद्व स्वाभ्रे खल मृग भये शोक दावेग्न सार्थः। पादौ कस्ते शरणद कदा यदि कामोपसृष्टः। उत्पन्त्यधन्व शरण उरुक्लेश दुर्गेंत कोग्र व्यालान विष्टे विषय मृग तृष्यात्म गेहोरुभार द्वंद्व श्वभ्रे खल मृग भये शोक दावेग्न सार्थे पादौ कस्ते शरणद कदा याति कामोपसृष्टः सदस्या उचुः उत्पत्ति अद्वर्ण शरण उरुक्लेश दुर्गेन्त कोग्र जी उत्पन्त धन्य शरण उरुक्लेश दुर्गेन्त कोग्र व्यालान विष्टे मृगे तृष्यात्मगे होरुभारः द्वंद्व श्वभ्रे खल मृग भये शोक दावेग्न सार्थ पादौ कस्ते शरणद कदा याति कामोपसृष्टः सदस्याऊचुः उत्पत्त्य ध्वन्य शरण उरुक्लेश दुर्गेन्त कोग्र व्यालान विष्टे विषय मृग तृष्यात्म गेहोरुभार द्वंद्व शब्रे खल मृग भये शोक दावेग्न सार्थः पादौ कस्ते शरणद कदा याति कामोपसृष्टम् ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय जीवांगे श्री भक्तिदानंद स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद Translation. The members of the assembly address the Lord. O exclusive shelter for all who are situated in troubled life. In this formidable fort of conditional existence, the time element, like a snake, is always looking for an opportunity to strike. This world is full of ditches of so-called distress and happiness. And there are many ferocious animals always ready to attack. The fire of lamentation is always blazing. And mirage of false happiness is always alluring, but one has no shelter from them. Thus foolish persons live in the cycle of birth and death, always overburdened in their discharging so-called duties. And we do not know when they will accept the shelter of your lotus feet. Purport. Persons who are not in Krishna consciousness are living a very precarious life, as described in this verse. But all these circumstantial conditions are due to forgetfulness of Krishna. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to give relief to all these bewildered and distressed persons. Therefore, it is the greatest relief work for all human society. And the workers thereof are the greatest well-wishers. For they follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, who is the greatest friend to all living entities. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Nyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम एवरीबडी टू श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। टुडे इज अ वेरी ऑस्पिशियस वेरी वंडरफुल डे, सो मेनी ऑकेजन्स ऑन दिस डे। सो विल डिस्कस समथिंग अबाउट दिस वर्स एंड देन स्लोली स्लोली गो टू द इवेंट्स विच आर देयर टुडे। सो दिस वर्स वी सी दैट व्हेन दक्ष इज परफॉर्म Yagya, ultimately now the Supreme Lord has just appeared and Daksha offered its prayers, and then all the sages which are assembled there, they are also offering their prayers. So in this verse, the Munis and the other members who are present there, they are offering praise to the Lord, saying that, O Lord, people who are staying in this world, they are going through so many tribulations, so many troubles, and only you are their actual shelter. And explaining the troublesome situation of people in this world, they are explaining that they are always attacked by snake, they are always attacked by ferocious animals, they are always attacked by fire, they are always bewildered by a mirage, and they are always in the cycle of birth and death. So saying, they say that they're always attacked by the snake, which is like a time. So one time when we were visiting Nathdwara for the grand function of Ambani's marriage, daughter's marriage with Piramals, it was such a grand event that, like, it was said that they spent something like 500 crores just for the wedding ceremony. And we were there. We saw actually they were spending so lavishly, and one may get an idea that how much people are ready to spend just for a marriage. Like what we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita, now the people are spending so much for their daughters and sons' marriage. So when we reached there, it was appearing for some time that actually material life is so good and people are so happy, and because of their happiness they are spending so much. Like only the celebrities which were coming there were paid so much. Like we are thinking, like, at least the celebrity should be happy because they are getting so much just to serve prasad. Big celebrities are serving prasad. For serving prasad, not prasad, whatever they were serving. So they were getting paid in crores. Person who came for just for singing, not kirtan, but some Bollywood songs, were paid like 3 crores for a night. Person was just spending, coming and to sit in the front chairs, he was paid 10 crores for a night. And we were thinking, wow, so much is happening here. Then as we were coming out, after the whole function finished, then Swarup Damodar Babu, who was with us, he was lamenting. He said, oh my God, so sad, so sad, so sad. And we were thinking, what happened, Prabhuji? They are enjoying. They are not enjoying. They are in anxiety. I said, what is their anxiety? They have so much money, so much opulence, so much material happiness is there. So what is the anxiety to them? Puru said, you can't understand their anxiety. But I can see. Then he explained that these people, they have so much money that they can't enjoy it completely. And back of their mind, they know that life is very short. So in that short time, they want to spend all money and enjoy the full thing. But though they are spending so much money, they still know that the snake of time is approaching, and one day they have to be part from their so-called wealth and money. So anybody who is maybe so much wealthy and powerful and so much opulent, but But this time factor restricts the enjoyment of everyone and actually makes person anxious. The same example was given by Vidura to Dhritarashtra that Pashya Bhayam Agataha. You can see that time is approaching. You may be a king of Hastinapur, enjoying all the opulences, but unknowingly, under the carpet, in your palace, the snake of time is approaching and will soon devour you. So this is the one misery the sadasyas of this sacrifice they are pointing out. Then they are saying, this world is full of ditches of so-called distress and happiness. So ditches on the road, especially in India, when we see, they block our path from our goal, or they delay our journey to our goal. So here the ditches are compared to both distress and happiness. Both khushi and gum are called as ditches or the obstacles. Why? We can understand distress is an obstacle, but happiness is also an obstacle. Like we see, even the demigods or city denizens of the heavenly planets, they pray that so much opulence also stops us from approaching the Supreme Lord. And also the distress. So this distress and happiness actually bewilders a living entity and entangles him more and more into the me and mine concept, and so blocks his way into the self-realization. Then they say there are so many animals on this path who are also attacking. And then there is a fire of lamentation which is always blazing, and the mirage of false happiness is always alluring. So these people, the lamentation is a constant companion. Like one devotee was sharing, there is a violin. Among the musical instruments, the violin is very attractive, especially to the conditioned soul. Why? Look at it exactly, symphonies with our lamentation mood, which is constant and always accompanying the living entity. So this lamentation, born of mode of ignorance, is always there on the background. But still, because there are so many difficulties, fire of lamentation and so many things, but still person continues to live in this world and continues to grab some motivation, some inspiration, some hope. Why? Because he sees some happiness, though it is false, it creates some hope in the living entity. And that is the most dangerous situation, when we are suffering terribly, but still we have hope that in this situation also, I will find some happiness. So that mirage of alluring false happiness keeps the living entity into this material world. So Munis here say, that for such people, Krishna is the only shelter. So it looks so much contrast. Like person is suffering or going through so much pain and troubles, and then when a solution they are advertising, which is out of context, seems like. Like I am suffering, I have so much stress, I have so much anxiety, people are going through so much mental disorders, so much depression. Like India is the highest country in depression cases. Though we have so much culture and everything there, but according to current statistics, depression or mental disorders are highest in India and highest in youth especially. So when we say that Krishna consciousness or bhakti is the only solution, so in this troublesome life, it happens, how can Krishna consciousness be the highest solution? So Prabhupada also writes, the greatest beneficial activity or welfare activity is Krishna consciousness. It is very difficult to connect. So Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, in his book, Spiritual Warriors, he explains that first thing which people think is their cause of distress is not having opulence or not having prosperity or position or prestige. So material acquisitions, prosperity, position, property, prestige, so all these P's, they are like first P, which they recognize as, if they get this prosperity, money, then they can be happy. But we see that in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was there to fight the battle. Why? Apparently the cause is he wants a throne of Hastinapur, a kingdom of whole earth, sovereignty over all the kings. So full prosperity and Aishwarya is waiting for Arjuna. But Arjuna, when he comes on the battlefield, he becomes disheartened, depressed, bewildered. Why? Because Arjuna is not doubtful about his victory. He's not doubtful about his valor. He's not doubtful that he will not get this prestige, position or property. He's completely convinced that if I fight, I can devour anybody who is in front. So my valor cannot be conquered by anyone. But Arjuna sees that even if I get so much property, so much position and prestige, still there is a chance that I cannot be happy. People in this world, generally they think that happiness will come from property, prosperity. But Arjuna, he had all the opportunity to get all the property and prosperity. But still he is thinking that I can't fight this battle, because just this property will not help me. Because even if he gets the opulent palace of Hastinapur, and if he does all the pujas to enter the house, but if on that function, on that celebration, who will attend the function? Because nobody will remain. All the relatives and swajana, they are all died in the battlefield. So Arjuna thinking, kim no rajana govinda, kim bhogai vijitenava. What this property will give me happiness? Because I can't enjoy this property without the people around. If I don't have people around who are loving me and with whom I can share my happiness, I can't be happy. So I don't just need prosperity or property, but I need people around. If I have a good relationships around, then I can be happy. So people of psychiatric division, they say that now people are just looking after property and prosperity, but they have lost relationships with people. But if they can build relationships with people, they can be happy. And that is true. Just the money around can't give us happiness, but we need a loving people around. The Gaurampu was sharing one story. He was telling that one day he was in United States. He gave a nice class, and one person in white body, he came and he said, Prabhuji, apne bahut badhiya pravachan diya. So when he saw that this person is from America and he's speaking such nice Hindi, badhiya, which normal Hindi person also doesn't speak. So he said, class to achcha tha, magar how can you speak such nice Hindi? Then he said, there is a long story. And Prabhuji told that this person, because he was staying in the United States, he was staying with his father, who was divorced from his mother, and he could not get affection from his mother. So when he grew up, he was not normal. He had all property, prosperity, but he had some deficiency in his happiness. And he asked father, Father, why I am feeling incomplete? And father said, I could give you everything, but I could not give you mother's love. So if you want mother's love, you should go to India. So in India, still mothers are giving love. In United States, joint family or united family means where husband and wife stays together. So when he came to India, he landed in UP and he went to one house and he said, I want a mother. Will you become my mother? And people there got scared. What is this? Why is he here and asking for a mother? They thought that it's some scandal. Today he will say that you are my mother, and then say you are my father, and then say this property is mine. So they thought that this is a conspiracy. And then they asked, then what we will get? If I accept you as my son, what I will get? It's $1,000 per month. And they became very happy. Then if you have some more brothers, you can bring them also. We are happy to accept sons. And then for 10-15 years, he stayed in UP with that family and experienced the family affection and loving people around. Suppose I was telling in the context that Just the property and prosperity doesn't give satisfaction and happiness. What we need is loving people also around. So first P is prosperity. Second P is we need people also. But just having people for a long time also not sustainable. Because 1 day, 2 day, 3 days, you find happiness. But after some time, people start finding fault with you. Because they come so much close to you that they start finding that you are not the complete person which I am looking for. And they find fault with that personality altogether. So the person starts feeling that I had a property, could not give me happiness. I got people, they are not also able to give me happiness. Because they are looking for the perfect personality. So if I improve on my personality, then I may be loved by everybody. Jagat Prindanam. I may become loving to everybody and I can get love from everybody. So then he tries to improve his skills, talents, personality, and we find so many courses going around and plastic surgery is happening everywhere. Why people just, they think that if my nose, which is little broad, if I can just make it little thin and slim, and then my partner may love me. And actually there are people spending crores of rupees just to change the shape of their nose, change their personality. What to speak of just nose, they are ready to change their full body, they are ready to change their gender, they are ready to change their personality traits, their habits, their speaking skills, just so that they can be happy to receive these relationships. But this personality is very difficult to change because everybody is born with some weaknesses, some deficiencies. So everybody is not complete. So then they realize that just changing personality will not change. I have to change the perspective of life. When I change the perspective of life, then the deficiency also can become the strength. There is a story, there was one small boy in China. His name was Sensi. He wanted to become a Kung Fu champion. But when he was small, he got an accident. And in his accident, he lost his left hand. But his dream and hope of becoming a champion was still alive. And he always looking and finding some way so that I can become a Kung Fu champion. So one day as he was sitting in his village, one old man came and he said that if you really want to become a champion, then outside a village you see that mountain, you go to that mountain top. And if you go to the mountain, you will find a master there, a Kung Fu master. He can train you and make you a champion. He became very happy. And he immediately ran to the mountain, on the top of the mountain. It was evening. He knocked the door, but from that big house, nobody came out. He was hopeless, but he was determined. Then he sat outside the palace, waited 2 hours, 3 hours. Night started appearing. And at the night, one old man, he opened the door of that old palace, came out with a broom, started brooming the veranda in front. And then this boy immediately ran, approached that old man and said, "Can I come inside? Is the master inside? I am Sensi. I want to become a champion. I want to get trained." He was speaking, but that old man was not paying any attention, as if he was dumb and deaf. So again, that old man returned to the palace and locked the door from inside. So Sensi waited for the whole night. In the morning, one small boy ran out from that palace, came to Sensi and said, "Come on, the master is calling you. You are been tested and you are passed." So Sensi immediately became happy. He accompanied a small boy, went inside the house. Then there he saw that same person who came for sweeping. He was actually the master who was supposed to train him. And the master said, "Sensi, you can become a champion. I have seen the potential in you. But if you want to become a champion, you have to follow two things. Always remember these two things." He said, "What are these two things?" He said, "First, whatever I teach you, you have to follow it strictly, practice it nicely." Sensi said, "Okay." He said, and second thing is, don't compare yourself with others. He said, okay. And then the training started. The master, what he did, he took all the students in one corner and Sensei on another side. Then he taught the first punch to everybody, all the students. He taught the same punch to Sensei and told them to practice for 7 days and we will meet after 7 days. So after 7 days, when they came together, he asked everybody to show how much they have practiced the punch. And then Sensei showed. He said, okay. He asked all the boys, they also showed. He said, boys, I will teach you the second step. And he taught them the second step. Then he turned to Sensei and he said, today I will teach you the same step again. Then Sensei thought, oh my God, maybe I have not practiced it well. After 7 days, boys, I will teach you the third step. Sensei, I will teach you the first again. Sensei thought, what is this? But okay, whatever master is telling, I have to practice. I have given promise and I don't have to compare. So for months, 6-7 months, Sensei was practicing the first punch. They practiced the whole curriculum, this complete the syllabus. Now the competitions were announced in China and the pamphlet, the invitation came to this club also. And the master said, from our club, who is going for the competitions? Sensei is going. And Sensei got shock of his life. You are not teaching me, but again to humiliate me, you are sending me to the competition. What is this? So Sensei came to the competition and there, first match, Sensei thought, I just know the one punch. How can I be victorious? But as soon as he came on the courtyard, first punch when the Sensei played, the opponent immediately got defeated. Because Sensei had practiced it so strong. He was a small boy, but still he could defeat. And Sensei became very happy. It works. I practiced nicely. Maybe that's why the master selected me. Two matches, second match, third match, fourth match. Sensei came to the semi-finals. He cleared the semi-finals. He came to the final. As he was standing in the ring for the final match, the master of the previous year, he was standing in front of him. And he was looking towards the master and saying, are you sure that I still have to fight this final match? Because this person, if he beats me, my life can also go. I just know the one punch. Master said, don't worry. Go ahead. And Sensei stood there in front of the master, Master Blaster of the previous year. And as soon as the match began, what Sensei did? What he knew? And he just played one punch. And the big man crashed in front of him. Sensei became victorious. Sensei was happy, smiling, but at the same time crying. Because not able to understand what's happening. Sensei ran to the master and said, Master, what is this? What's happening? How can people are not able to defeat me? I just know one punch. And anybody knows the counter punch of it. They must be knowing. Why they are not able to defeat me? Why they are not able to play that counter punch? Then the master said, there is a counter punch to this punch. But to play that counter punch, the person has to catch the left hand of the opponent. And you don't have left hand. So they can't play that counter punch. So because of your not having that left hand, you have become the master, the champion. So the weakness of the Sensei became the strength of the Sensei. Hearing such stories, people think that, oh, if I change the perspective of my life, life which is full of weakness may become the life of victory and happiness. But to get that perspective of life, we have to change our vision of life. Like if we see photographers, when they click some events on some photographs, if there is one very neophyte photographer and he clicks some pictures, and there is one expert photographer, he clicks some pictures, there is a difference. Like when a regular person clicks photographs, when our Anupam Gorampo clicks photographs, we can immediately find difference. Because the expert knows how to catch that perspective, how to catch that angle. And to catch that angle, he knows what position he should take. So to get the right perspective in life, what we need is a right position first we should accept. And from that position, when we see the whole world, then we can see it in right perspective. So Krishna's message in Gita is, O Arjuna, don't try to see world from your vision. Try to see world from my vision. Change your position from becoming an enjoyer. Change it to become a servant or assistant or cooperator. So from that vision, if you see, then world can make some sense to you. So only by becoming Krishna conscious, we can actually find peace or happiness in this world. So that's what Prabhupada is writing here. The Krishna conscious movement is meant to give relief to all these bewildered and distressed persons. Therefore, it is the greatest relief work for all human society, and the workers thereof are the greatest well-wishers. So today it also happens to be the appearance day of Shyamanand Pandit, who is a great acharya in our line. So we'll just discuss few things from his life. So as we know, Gaurangera Sanghi Gane Nitya Siddha Kori Mane Se Jaye Vrajendra Sutapash. People who accept the glorious positions of associates of Lord Chaitanya, understanding their life, studying their life, appreciating their contributions, we can slowly and steadily reach the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So Shyamananda Pandit, as you know, they are the famous triad, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit. So Shyamananda Pandit was a resident of Dharendra Bahadurpur. He was born from a great devotee whose name was Krishna Mandal, whose wife name was Sri Durika Devi. So this Krishna Mandal was actually coming in the lineage of Shad Gopas of Vrindavan, and in that lineage, as the son of Krishna Mandal, Shyamananda was born. So Krishna Mandal Dev and Durika Devi, they had actually many sons and daughters were born to them, but because of fate, because of misfortune, everybody died when they were very small. So after many sons and daughters, they got this son. So because they got this son from so much pain, so they name him as Dukhiya. So his first name was Dukhiya. So when they, after 3 months, when the name givings of they show the charts and everything, so all the villagers told, the astrologer told that this person is a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. He was born in Orissa. So he's a great devotee of Lord Jagannath, and Jagannath is already maintaining him. Otherwise, it's impossible for you to have a child who is still alive. Everybody has died, but only he is alive. That means he is blessed by and maintained by Lord Jagannath. So this child is born to spread the message of Jagannath all over Orissa, and his fame will reach all the corners of Orissa, and he will be a great devotee of the Lord. So as he was growing, many purificatory ceremonies and rites were done, and then as his education started, immediately he became very learned, especially in grammar and poetry. So great scholars, when they saw the intellect of this boy, they also became very astonished. So when he was a very small child, he came in contact with Vaishnavas, devotees around, and started hearing the glories of Lord Gauranga and Nityananda. Hearing their glories, he became very much attached to Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. But they had already left the world when he was born. Seeing that my son is very absorbed in Gaur Nityananda, she thought, Krishna Mandal, the father, thought that he should get initiated into divine mantra. So then that boy replied that my spiritual master is Hriday Chaitanya, and soon I will meet him and take mantra from him. He stays in Ambika Kalna, and he is a disciple of Gauridas Pandit. So when he said that, Krishna Mandal became astonished, and he said, but how you will go to Ambika Kalna? He said, many people, they are traveling, pilgrims, yatri, they are traveling from Orissa to Navadvip. So with them, I will go. So with one such party, Dukhiya, he started traveling, and then he reached Navadvip, then he came to Shantipur, and then one day he came to Ambika Kalna. And then he started inquiring from people in that village that where Hriday Chaitanya stays. As he came to Hriday Chaitanya's house, on the outskirts of his house, he paid obeisances, And the same time, Hriday Chaitanya was coming out of his house. As soon as he saw this brilliant boy, he asked him, "Who are you? Please introduce yourself." And then Dukhiya introduced that, "I am coming from Dharendra Bahadurpur. I am born from Krishna Mandal, who is my father, coming in the Shadgopa dynasty. And my name is Dukhiya." So when Krishna Mandal, when Hriday Chaitanya heard the name Dukhiya, he became unhappy. And seeing the symptoms of the boy, he said, "I change your name today. You should become Krishna Das." And after some days, Hriday Chaitanya initiated him also in mantra initiation. So Hriday Chaitanya was very happy to receive Krishna Das as his disciple. So then he saw the great interest of Dukhiya or Krishna Das. He advised him that you should go to Vrindavan and you should for some time stay in Vrindavan and under the guidance of Jiva Goswami, complete your Vidyapeeth and then come back and join me again in Ambika Kalna. So then Hriday Chaitanya started traveling. First he came to Navadvip first, then he went to the house of Jagannath Mishra where Lord Chaitanya already had left. So he made Ishan Thakur there, took the blessings from him. And while traveling, he went to Kashi, Prayag, and then ultimately reached to Mathura. So when he came to Mathura, he inquired where I can meet Jiva Goswami. So then at Govinda Dev Mandir, he met Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami immediately welcomed him and offered him to Radha Govinda Dev. So with Srinivas Acharya Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda started studying the literature Srimad Bhagavatam. So one day he approached Jiva Goswami and he said that, "I desire some special service also to Radha and Krishna." So Jiva Goswami, understanding the caliber of Krishna Das, he said that, "You can take up this service of sweeping the floor in Seva Kunj." So along the Vidyapeeth, he also had a departmental services. So he was sweeping Seva Kunj in his meantime. So as we know the story, so as he started this service, he was very grateful. And with his grateful heart, he was always crying as he was sweeping in Seva Kunj. So Radha Govinda Dev became very happy by seeing the service attitude of Krishna Das, and they decided that we should give him our blessings. So Krishna Das, as he was sweeping, every day he used to, after sweeping, he used to place that broom also on his head, thinking that this dust of Vrindavan is so potent, even Shivji and Brahmaji hankers for him. So with that grateful heart, he used to take that dust on his head. So then, as Radha and Krishna decided to give him mercy, one day as he was sweeping, he found a beautiful ankle bracelet, Nupur. As he was sweeping, immediately he picked it up and tied it in his uttariya, upper cloth corner, thinking that, "I will return it to the person to whom it belongs as he comes to look for it." So Vishakha Devi, in the morning, when she saw that Radharani's Nupur is missing, she immediately started searching and came to this Kunja, Seva Kunj. And then here, there she found Dukhiya sweeping the floor. And so now his name was Dukhi Krishna Das. So Dukhi Krishna Das was sweeping the floor. And Vishakha Devi approached him. As soon as Dukhi Krishna Das saw Vishakha Devi, he was very overwhelmed with the beauty and splendor, as if a goddess had appeared. So immediately prostrated himself in front. So Vishakha Devi asked, "Did you find a Nupur here?" And said, "Yes, I have found. But who are you?" Then Vishakha Devi said, "I am a cowherd girl. I just stay in nearby village. You please return me that Nupur, that ankle bracelet." He said, "Does it belong to you?" He said, "No, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to my one of friends who is just a newly married, just came to our village. She is new here. But she has lost it yesterday when she came here to pick up the flowers. So better give it to me, I will return." Understanding that it's a great opportunity, Dukhi Krishna said, "No, आई विल रिटर्न टू द पर्सन टू हुम इट बिलोंग्स, आई विल नॉट गिव इट टू यू. सो विशाखा देवी परप्लेक्स इमिजिएटली अप्रोच श्रीमती राधारानी एंड आस्क हर टू कम देयर. श्रीमती राधारानी इमिजिएटली केम इन टू द सेवा कुंज, अपेयर्ड देयर. सो दुखी कृष्णदास फ्रॉम अ डिस्टेंस सॉ श्रीमती राधारानी वृषभानुनंदिनी एंड ही इमिजिएटली अंडरस्टूड दैट समथिंग ग्रेट एंड प्रोफाउंड इज गोइंग टू हैपन. सो फ्रॉम अ डिस्टेंस ही ऑफर्ड दंडवत्स एंड प्रेयर्स एंड देन एज विशाखा देवी अप्रोच हिम इमिजिएटली ही रिटर्न द नूपुर. देन विशाखा देवी होल्डिंग विशाखा देवी ऑर्डर हिम टू कम एंड टेक दर्शन ऑफ श्रीमती राधारानी. सो एज दुखी कृष्णदास वाज सीइंग ही इमिजिएटली सॉ राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड अपीयर देयर इन सेवा कुंज. सो इमिजिएटली विशाखा देवी टोल्ड हिम टू टेक बाथ इन राधा कुंड. सो दुखी कृष्णदास टुक बाथ इन राधा कुंड, केम आउट इन अ सखी फॉर्म एंड देन विशाखा देवी ऑफर्ड सखी दैट दुखी कृष्णदास सखी टू श्रीमती राधारानी एंड देन बाय बींग ब्लेस्ड बाय राधारानी एंड विशाखा देवी ही बिकेम वेरी ग्रेटफुल एंड स्टार्टेड क्राइंग एंड ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस. श्रीमती राधारानी सेड यू आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट. सो विशाखा देवी सेड दैट राधारानी वॉन्ट टू गिव समथिंग रिटर्न ऑफ यूर फेवर ऑफ रिटर्न इन द नूपुर. श्रीमती राधारानी होल्ड एट नूपुर एंड प्लेस्ड इट ऑन द हेड ऑफ फोरहेड ऑफ श्यामानंद एंड इमिजिएटली द तिलक अपीयर्ड एंड शी सेड दैट फ्रॉम टूडे यूर नेम विल बी श्यामानंद एंड प्लीज डोंट रिवील वॉट एवर यू सॉ टू एनी बडी. सो सेइंग दैट राधारानी एंड विशाखा देवी डिसअपीयर्ड. सो अगेन दुखी कृष्णदास केम टू हिज ओरिजिनल फॉर्म द मेल बॉडी एंड बट द तिलक वॉज स्टिल देयर. द तिलक विच ऑल्सो हैड अ कुम कुम फ्रॉम द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्रीमती राधारानी. सो इट वॉज ऑल्सो देयर. सो देन दे ही रिटर्न टू आश्रम टू जीव गोस्वामी. सो वेन जीव गोस्वामी आस्क वॉट इज दिस तिलक, सो दुखी कृष्णदास एक्सप्लेन टू जीव गोस्वामी. जीव गोस्वामी टोल्ड एक्चुअली दैट ओके यू एक्सप्लेन टू मी बट डोंट एक्सप्लेन टू एनीबडी एल्स, पीपल नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड. सो दुखी कृष्णदास कंटिन्यू विद दैट सेम तिलक but not explain to anybody why he is applying that tilak. So slowly slowly the news came to the parent center Ambika Kalna, and as Hriday Chaitanya came to know that I had sent him for a vidyapit but he is doing something else, he has changed the tilak, he has changed the name, he has changed the name which I have given to him. So then Hriday Chaitanya became very unhappy and in anger he started for Vrindavan. So as he came to Vrindavan, so news also came that Hriday Chaitanya is approaching, but what he can do. So when Hriday Chaitanya came and actually saw that he is still wearing that tilak and he has not changed the name, he started blaspheming him, shouting at him, and his anger was still not satisfied, he started actually beating him. And as he was beating Shyamananda, Jiva Goswami came and told that you should not beat him, he is faultless. So then that night when Hriday Chaitanya he slept, so Radharani came in the dream of Hriday Chaitanya and told that I have given this tilak and I have given this name, do you have anything to say? Hriday Chaitanya became very afraid and then Radharani disappeared. In the morning immediately approached Samananda, holding lotus feet, and said you are very fortunate, you are very fortunate. So then Hriday Chaitanya became very happy that this is not a deviation, this is a great blessing. And then in a happy mood, he again returned to Ambika Kalna. So, after finishing their study, Jiva Goswami handed over the books and told them to distribute. So, as we know, when they came to Vishnupur, Van Vishnupur, King Birambir stole the books. So, after the books got stolen, Srinivas Acharya stayed there in that village to restore the books, to find the books. But Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda, they continue to preach. So Shyamananda, he traveled to Utkala, Utkal Desh, that is Orissa of today. And there he also actually preached one king. He also became very famous guru in Utkala Desh. So what was predicted, so that prediction came true. So Hriday Chaitanya, whose pain was after Lord Chaitanya Nityananda had disappeared, who will take this message ahead? Who will preach this message? So that pain of his heart was relieved by Shyamananda. So Shyamananda actually, after the books got stolen, he actually first approached Hriday Chaitanya and asked what service I can do. And then Hriday Chaitanya had told that you please preach in the Utkala Desh. So the main disciple of Shyamananda was Rasikacharya, who also became a very famous preacher of Krishna consciousness. Today also happens to be appearance day of Vamsivadan Goswami, who was Vamsivadan Thakur, who was associate of Lord Chaitanya, who stayed in Navdeep. Especially after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Sachimata and Vishnupriya, they were in the mood of separation. So Vamsivadan Thakur, main service was to console Vishnupriya and Sachidevi after Lord Chaitanya disappeared from this world. So Vamsivadan Thakur is told that he is the incarnation of flute of Shri Krishna. So Vamsivadan Thakur, afterwards he composed a poem describing the mood of separation of Vishnupriya and Sachidevi. So that was his contribution. So today also appears to be Hanuman Jayanti, the famous blessed servant of Lord Ram. I just tell one past time. Arjuna once he approached Rameshwaram, Dhanushkoti, where he heard of the bridge which was made by monkeys using the stones and writing the Lord Ram's name. So Arjuna got asked why they have to make such an intense endeavor to make a bridge out of stone. They would have called me and I would have just shoot some arrows, and with my arrows I could have made the bridge. And from that arrow bridge, all monkeys should have travelled. So immediately one monkey appeared there and said, not possible. It can't happen. Arjuna said, no, it can happen. He said, you can make a bridge, I will break it. It can't hold my weight also. So Arjuna, being challenged, immediately shot the arrow and made a bridge out of arrows towards Lanka. And then monkey immediately jumped on the bridge and the bridge got broken. Arjuna became disheartened. And then before making a bridge, they made a promise that Arjuna said, if I can make a bridge and which you can't break, then what? He said, then I can become your servant. But if I made a bridge, then you have to commit a suicide. If I break the bridge, the monkey said. So Arjuna tried repeatedly making a bridge out of arrows. But as soon as the monkey jumps, the bridge was breaking. So then Arjuna immediately made a funeral pyre and was about to enter the fire. So Krishna appeared there. And Krishna said, no need to worry. He said, you make a bridge again. Arjuna said, I'm already depressed. This monkey, with one jump, he breaks the whole bridge. So I don't have any hope. He said, no, you make now, I am there. So then Arjuna again shoots the arrows and again makes a bridge. Then a monkey again jumps, but this time the bridge doesn't break. So then Arjuna says that, how can this happen? Then Krishna reveals that he is not ordinary monkey, he is Hanuman himself. And then he says that, he told Hanuman that this time, in this incarnation, Arjuna is to be blessed because he is my hero in this incarnation. So you also bless him because you had promised that you will become his servant. So you should actually become his servant and assist him in Kurukshetra war by staying on his flag and just roaring when he roars or Bhima roars. So that is the strength of Hanuman and at the same time humility of Hanumanji. Though having such a great strength, when time comes that you should not take the front seat, you should take the back seat. If that pleases my Lord in this incarnation, I am ready to take the back seat. So this one pastime actually glorifies the competence and the character of Hanumanji as a devotee. Today also happens to be the great auspicious day of Radha Vrindavan Bihari's appearance day. 5 years back, 2014, the great lordships who stays in the spiritual world, they agreed to descend in Govardhan Eco Village in a very primitive setting at that time. And very primitive devotees with their primitive capacities. But still, out of their mercy, they appeared and started bestowing their services and darshan. So I will just explain one verse. तद दर्शन ध्वस्त समस्त किल्बिषम स्वस्थ अमलंत करणो अभ्यान मुनि ही प्रवृद्ध भक्त्या प्रणयाश्रुलोचनम प्रवृष्ट रोमा अमनत आदि पुरुषम। सो चित्रकेतु महाराज वेनिसी लॉर्ड संकर्षण ही डिस्क्राइब्स व्हाट द दर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड बिस्टोज। ही सेज दैट तद दर्शन ध्वस्त समस्त किल्बिषम कंडीशन सोल वेनी अप्रोचेस द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड जस्ट टेकिंग द दर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड ध्वस्त समस्त किल्बिषम द ऑल द किल्बिषम ऑल द डर्ट इन द हार्ट इज इमिजिएटली वैनिश वॉश्ड अवे एंड इमिजिएटली द लिविंग एंटिटी एस्टैब्लिशेस इन इट्स स्वस्थ अमल अंतकरण। सो इज हार्ट बिकम स्वस्थ इन इज एक्चुअल नेचुरल हेल्दी कंडीशन अमल डिवाइड ऑफ ऑल मल एंड देन वेन ही स्टार्ट्स प्रैक्टिसिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस फॉर अ साधक वेन ही सीज द दर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड वॉट हैपन्स प्रवृद्ध भक्त्या ग्रेजुअली ही स्टार्ट्स एडवांसिंग इन हिज डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड वेन ही बिकम्स परफेक्ट इन डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड वेन ही टेक्स दर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड वॉट हैपन्स प्रणयाश्रुलोचनम प्रवृष्ट रोमा। सो ही डेवलप्स एक्सटसी वेन ही टेक्स दर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड। सो वेन द कंडीशन सोल अप्रोचेस ही इज वॉश्ड ऑफ हिज कंटेमिनेशंस वेन अ साधक अप्रोचेस ही इमिजिएटली gradually advances in his devotional service and when a perfected devotee approaches he immediately cries tears and ecstasy manifest. So Prabhupada writes in purport, if one sees the supreme personality of Godhead in the temple in the form of a deity, gradually the disinfection of his heart of material desires will be washed away, and therefore simply by visiting the temple and seeing the deity regularly one can gradually advance devotional service. So today is that auspicious day when Radha Vrindavan Bihari has appeared and Maharaj with his mercy he made him stay here and give him the name Vrindavan Bihari, the supreme lord who takes pleasure in roaming around in Vrindavan. So we are very fortunate this name, this suggests actually the full potency of the lord. Because when he is Vrindavan, when he is sitting in Vrindavan, especially when he is roaming around Vrindavan, taking pleasure in Vrindavan, he manifests his highest qualities. So Lord with his full beauty and opulence as we see, there are many people around the world who are actually very captivated by Radha Vrindavan Bihari. There is one person in New Jersey, he is so captivated that he wants a deity in his house which should look like Radha Vrindavan Bihari. So he called me and he said, Prabhuji, please make a deity, please arrange a deity which looks exactly like Radha Vrindavan Bihari. Then I asked him, what size, if it is for your house? He said, what is the size of Vrindavan Bihari? I said, 3.5 feet. He said, the same size. I said, for the house, 3.5 feet deity. He said, if he change size, his features may change. So I don't want to take risk. So I want a full size. And then after so much deliberation, somehow I tried to make some similarity with Radha Vrindavan Bihari, and I sent him photos recently in last month. And then he sent me photos back. He sent a detailed PowerPoint having a face of Vrindavan Bihari on one side and having a face of a new deity which was made. And he pointed out in the PowerPoint 10 points that this reflection, this shine, this tip of the nose, this is not matching. Prabhu, please make an endeavor that it comes exactly like Vrindavan Bihari. So people everywhere, they are fond of Vrindavan Bihari. So we are also very fortunate to every day have Darshan of Srimati Radharani and Vrindavan Bihari in front of us. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthana Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan ki, Hanuman ji ki, Shyamananda Pandit ki, Vamsivandan Thakur ki. Jai.